Have you ever thought, who can afford to be generous these days? Not me. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. In 2020, as the world struggled through the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, a restaurant owner whose business was barely staying afloat did something remarkable. Despite his own financial struggles, he offered free meals to healthcare workers, unemployed neighbors, and anyone in need. When asked why, he simply said, "I can't do everything, but I can do this." His small act of generosity in a time of crisis became a lifeline for many, and a testimony that generosity doesn't require abundance, just a brave, willing heart that's ready to respond to need and eyes that are open to see others. Sometimes being generous is as simple as inviting someone who's lonely to your table or offering help. The Bible contains the parable of a man called the Good Samaritan. In the story, an injured man wasn't rescued by important local leaders in helping professions, but by a willing stranger. Generosity isn't about who you are or what you have, but about a willingness to act. God says He loves this type of generosity. The Bible says the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Generosity is like a circle. It enriches both the giver and the receiver. Remember, it's not just financial help. Sometimes it's a listening ear, an open door, or a shared meal. One wise woman realized this. She said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." What might generosity look like in your life today? What act inspires you to say, "I can't do everything, but I can do this"? I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.